Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav are very short Mishnayos, and they're simply a kickoff of what we learned yesterday in Mishnah Dalet, that there's a positive commandment in the Torah to do Kiddush HaChodesh, to sanctify the new month every month, and that would take place where Eidim, witnesses, would look in the sky and they would see the new moon coming, and they would go to the Beis Din, they go to the court and testify that we saw the new month, that we saw the new moon, and let's make the new month. And then the Beis Din would investigate them to make sure their testimony is legitimate, and then, you know, make the new month. And so much so that we could even desecrate Shabbos. We could leave the city boundaries to get to the court if it's very far away in order to fulfill this mitzvah. And the Rabbanan had made a gzeira. They said, you know, even though on a Torah level you could do this throughout the year, they said only do it on Nisan and Tishrei, where these 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, have the main Yom Tovim. They have Pesach, they have Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But the rest of the months, they said on a rabbinic level, not to desecrate Shabbos. But the point is that you see that you could technically desecrate Shabbos, certainly on those 2 months, and on the Torah level, you know, throughout the year. So with that in mind, a mission says like this. Bain Shanira, we're going to be driving forward this point. Bain Shanira, whether the witnesses saw the moon in the sky, Ba'aliel, very, very clearly. Bain Shalonira Ba'aliel, whether they didn't see her clearly. Meaning, Loizu Bava, not just this, not only Bizman at the time when the new moon is appearing in the sky, and you can't see it so clearly. So, of course, they have to go to Beis Din and say, hey, we saw it because maybe no one else saw it. Right? But even in a time where it was clear open in the sky, right? And technically, you know, everyone in Yerushalayim, they probably saw it also. So you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to leave the city limits and desecrate Shabbos to get to the Beis Din, because everyone most probably saw it. So just stay put. No, even so, Michal and the love of the Shabbos, you can desecrate Shabbos, and the witnesses should go. We encourage them to go and testify in Beis Din, and you don't have to worry about, you know, it may have been so clear, and everyone already saw it, and why should I desecrate Shabbos? No, we encourage you to go nonetheless. That's the point that the Mishnah is trying to stress. And Rabbi Yossi, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if the moon was clear in the sky, and everyone in Yerushalayim saw it, then in the Chal of Shabbos, don't desecrate Shabbos, because then certainly everyone saw it. And why should you have to desecrate Shabbos in a case where everyone for sure saw the moon? So Rabbi Yossi is more stringent, and the Mishnah comes off that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We go like the Tanakhama, that we're more lenient, and we encourage people in this scenario to desecrate Shabbos, to go ahead and testify and go to the court, even if it's out of the city limits, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Okay, that's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, another way that we're going to stress this point. Maisa, there was a story. She'arvu, that people were, there were these witnesses that were going to Beis Din, to the court. Yoter me'arba'a mezug, more than 40 pairs, so 80 people total, more than 40 pairs of witnesses were going to the Beis Din to testify on the new month. And it was Shabbos. The Ikvan Rabbi Akiva Balud, and Rabbi Akiva held them back in the city of Lud. Don't go to Beis Din. Because we don't need you, right? If 40 people are going to testify, it must be that everyone saw it. It's not like it was an unclear night, and we're not sure, so we have a pair of witnesses to tell us. Everyone must have saw it, must have been super clear. So Rabbi Akiva held them back and said, don't go. We don't want you to desecrate Shabbos for naught. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to hold back all these people, this 40 groups of witnesses from testifying, right? You'll make them stumble in the future. Meaning, because the next time around, everyone will think that, you know, I'm not going to go. Because people will say that maybe somebody else testified already, right? So, you know, you may think that you're being so righteous now and you're holding them back not to desecrate Shabbos, but the next month comes around, everyone's going to think that the other guy did it, and then no one's going to go. They're going to say that somebody else already went, and then no one's going to go, and then we're not going to have a Kiddush HaChodesh at all. We're not going to have a Eidim testify in the new month at all. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel reprimanded Rabbi Akiva and said, don't do that. I don't care if it's 100 groups. I don't care if it's not clear in the sky. We want to encourage the Eidim to go so that every month they go and there's no, you know, month where they'll say, oh, the other guy went and no one's going to ever show up. And the Halacha also in this Mishnah follows Rabbi Gamliel, the more lenient opinion. Shekolah Rolavan, whoever sees the moon in the sky, it is a mitzvah upon him to go to Beis Din to testify, even if it's outside the city limits, because this special mitzvah will override Shabbos and allow them to walk past where they normally could walk in order to sanctify the new month by testifying and seeing the new moon. All right, and that's it for today.